The lawsuit started with one of those free coupon magazines that come in the mail or in plastic bags thrown on lawns and front stoops all over Ohio. This one was called JB Dollar Stretcher, and there was a companion website, too, before it went out of business. Most of the 100 or so employees of the company were outside sales representatives who were paid on commission for selling ads. Two of them filed the lawsuit that ended up before the Ohio Supreme Court. They said they each worked about 50 hours a week, and they say the 2006 Ohio Fair Minimum Wage Constitutional Amendment entitled them to be paid minimum wage. The attorney for the owners of JB Dollar Stretcher is John Suzzani. He told the justices his clients were astounded that they were sued because they had always displayed a poster from the Ohio Department of Commerce showing the minimum wage before and after the amendment passed and those jobs that are exempt from it.
And one of them is and has been, even since the passage of 34A, outside salespeople. And so it is no hyperbole when I said my clients were completely surprised when this happened. Because they did what good employers should do, is they posted this.
But the lawyer for the sales reps, Andrew Biller, said the problem is not with the amendment that voters approved. It's with the statute that state lawmakers wrote to put that amendment into effect. Biller said the law conflicts with the Federal Labor Standards Act.
The FLSA says employee means any individual employed by an employer.
And Biller said the law was written to exempt certain employees. But he said the amendment's intent was clear all along.
The proponents of the amendment focused on raising the wages for low-wage workers. And that would be consistent with including previously FLSA-exempt workers, because those are also low-wage workers if they're earning less than minimum wage.
Biller said that poster that Suzzani referenced is, in Biller's words, an administrative agency's obviously flawed interpretation of the law. And he says it's being used to delay the full implementation of the minimum wage amendment for 9 years.
And the court should reject that because that strips Ohio workers of the constitutional rights that they bargained for, and it punishes law-abiding employers by putting them at a competitive disadvantage to those employers who broke the law.
But Suzzani said his clients have done as the law told them to do. And now, quoting him here, they're facing down the barrel of a class action lawsuit. And he warned the justices that the ruling in this suit could put other Ohio businesses in the same position.
They're looking to create an avalanche of lawsuits and class action lawsuits. Lawyers, doctors, accountants, computer analysts, anybody who had that white-collar exemption, learned professionals, they're subject to this.
The trial court agreed with the sales reps, while the appeals court sided with the owners. In the Ohio Supreme Court case, the sales reps were joined in support by the state's largest trial lawyers group, the Ohio Association for Justice, along with the Ohio Employment Lawyers Association. And some big groups have filed paperwork to support the owners' argument, including the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, the Ohio Chamber of Commerce, and the Ohio chapter of the National Federation of Independent Business. It'll likely be months before the Ohio Supreme Court delivers a decision. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.